You're listening to a special edition of Away With Words, the show about language and how we use it. I'm Grant Barrett.
And I'm Martha Barnett. Today, we're looking back at some of our favorite calls from the past year. Some have to do with disagreements at work. Some have to do with the names of things, including things in the bathroom. Yes, the bathroom. More on that later.
And some of the calls are about when English just doesn't sound right. Those times when a word or phrase just makes you go, huh?
That's exactly what happened for a caller named Kat.
Okay, well, I am actually originally from the state of Delaware, and that is where I met my ex-husband. And he would say, do what? For instance, if I say something and you don't quite catch it, you know, you might say what or say again or pardon me. But he'd say, do what? And he's the only person I ever knew who said that. We moved to Ohio, and I was there for 6 years. No one said it, so it was just him. I thought it was some weird thing. Then I moved, transferred to Texas office. Everybody says, do what? And it drives me crazy, and I thought I would be lazy and see if you would do the research for me.
Well, welcome to Texas.
That's
welcome,
what we're here for.
Welcome to the true South, or Texas maybe is not really the South. Depends which Texan you talk to. It's just Texas.
Yeah, so Kat, this is spoken with an upward inflection then. I say, hey, Kat, come over here.
Do what?
Exactly.
Do what?
Yeah.
You know, I used to associate this with Gomer Pyle, but now I sort of, when I hear this expression, I picture Matthew McConaughey.
Oh,
can't you just see him saying,
yeah,
do what?
Yeah, totally can. Yep.
Yeah.
Completely.
And you will find this all over the South. Do what?
As, almost exclusively, except by people who learned it from Southerners who live elsewhere in the country.
Yep. And clearly in Texas. It's interesting that there are a couple of different versions of this. Sometimes you'll hear people say, do how?
Oh, yeah.
Or do which?
Or do what now?
Yeah. Yeah. Or do what now?
But yeah, I've got family that says that. And they use the disbelief kind of version. Their do what is.
Yeah.
Like, what is this foolish thing that you just said?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, not that they didn't understand you, but they think you just said something dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not sure what the structure of that expression is all about. I'm not sure that you can really break it down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I picked it up when I lived in Tennessee. Do what? And it was sort of like, at least in my mind, it was like, you want me to do what? How is it that I can help you?
Right. Even though there might not have been an implicit action involved in the thing that they misheard or the thing that the other person said, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's where does the do throw you? Did that throw you?
Well, no, what threw me was the what, because now I will say do what if I know you just asked me to do something.
Right.
I'll say do what.
Right.
But these people, they'll say do what, and when I first got here, I would say, do nothing, just listen.
I bet that went over well.
Well, no, he was a young kid, and he's great, and he told me he thinks that it's just a polite way of saying it. And I said, well, I don't really think it is, because it implies that I'm asking you to do more than just listen.
Oh, interesting.
And even, I'm not even asking that, it's just you don't hear me. It's just weird to me, so it's just do what?
Yeah, that's the problem with idiomatic expressions. I say this all the time.
Break it down.
Don't break it down into its component parts. It is what it is. It is simply means what, and it's nothing else to it. It's just the same as say again or come again or what was that?
Oh.
You know, as soon as everybody hears this call, they're going to come talk to you and tell you exactly how do what fits into their lexicon.
Well, the thing is, I've been in Texas for almost 2 years now, and I refuse to say it.
Oh,
I refuse to pick it up. And so when I do say do what, and if anyone tries to point out, say, oh, look, I say, no, you asked me to do something. I didn't quite catch what you wanted me to do. And they're like, foiled again. But yeah, that's
Kat,
the one thing I refuse to pick up.
Kat, I'm going to make an appointment with you right now. Put this in your day book. On the day when you actually say it for the first time unselfconsciously, you have to call us, because it's coming. It's going to happen. It's going to pop. It's so useful. It's going to pop right out, and you won't even realize it until a little bit later.
It's the gift that keeps on giving from your ex-husband, it sounds like, right?
Oh, well, he's a lovely guy. Don't hold it against him. He can't help it. He was raised wrong.
Oh! All of Texas just went up in arms.
All of Texas is saying, do what?
Yep. Lots of times a regional phrase from another part of the country will catch you up short. It also happens when you try to apply English grammatical rules to a word lifted from another language. Sometimes it just sounds weird.
Yeah, just weird. And here's another odd-sounding word from a fellow named Cole from Southern California. He wondered about the proper plural of a certain Middle Eastern dish.
I work at a restaurant as a server, and we have hummus on the menu. And sometimes people order more than one plate of hummus, but I don't know what the plural of hummus is. Is it hummuses, hummai, hummin, like oxen, or is it just hummus? I just had no idea.
Hummus.
So they're ordering one of the spicy hummus and one of the plain hummus, maybe. So the two plates are coming to the table.
Well, it's called the hummus trio because there's three kinds of hummus.
Oh,
but if they order more than one order, do I say hummuses or do I still just say hummus?
Oh, what do you say when just automatically? What do you just
what first comes to your mouth?
Yeah.
Half the time I bring up, I don't know what the plural hummus is. And the other half of the time I just call it hummus. And people just say it's hummus. Like, oh, that must be the plural of hummus. It's just hummus. So I wasn't sure if there is an actual plural word for hummus.
Okay.
You could say hummuses. English will permit it. It is morphologically correct, though it sounds awkward, because hummus, like some other words, is an amorphous mass noun. So dirt, mud, muck. Mm-hmm. Swill. I actually like hummus. Those are just other.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But all of these words share with hummus this fact that to make them plural sounds weird.
Yeah.
I have lots of dirts in my yard. Doesn't work, you know? Why are you feeding me these swills? It doesn't really work. So what you would say is kinds of dirt, kinds of swill, kinds of muck, kinds of hummus, or plates of hummus, or servings of hummus. I've got two servings of hummus coming up.
I think I would say hummuses.
Yeah.
I think I've seen that in
English will permit it, but it the native speaker's ear kind of, it clangs a little bit in the ear.
Yeah, it sounds funny. It's kind of like Priuses. Is it Prius?
Oh, there you go.
That's
yeah.
Priuses.
Don't even know.
That's Priuses, for sure.
Or hippopotamus.
Because hummus is not a Latin word, so we would not do a Latin plural on it. So that's why I wouldn't do.
Good point.
Yeah
it's from Arabic and Turkish, I believe.
Yeah, Arabic and Turkish.
That would make sense.
I'm really glad you asked this question, actually, and I'm trying to think back. I went to a particular potluck dinner where we didn't decide in advance who was going to bring what, and there were so many plates of hummus, and I'm trying to think what we said. I mean, it's like, why did everybody bring hummus?
Hummusplosion.
Hum-apocalypse. Hum-apocalypse. It was. I can't remember what I said, but you're right. There's nothing really instinctive there. I guess I said, what are all these hummuses doing
this
here?
A classic case of a foreign borrowing. We find this again and again. Either we borrow them incorrectly, like with the panini, where we treat it as a singular even though it's a plural.
Right.
Or
biscotti.
Biscotti, exactly. Yeah. Or we borrow them with a malformed pronunciation. We do this repeatedly to French. Sorry, French people. Or we decide to throw on an English suffix that doesn't really work with the foreign root, the Turkish or Arabic root.
Yeah. So, Cole, did we help you? What are you going to do?
Yes, you did. I guess I'll just say there's two plates of hummus coming.
Glad we got that solved.
Did we?
I don't know. Maybe not.
Well, we'll have lots more chances later in the show. But for now, a request. We're asking you to call this public radio station. Let them know how much you appreciate the kinds of smart conversation you hear every time you tune in.
Do it. Call this number right now with your support.